Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio, is with us. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
All right, so we're going to talk about Her this morning. Now, this is the new Joaquin Phoenix movie, directed by Spike Jonze, very entertaining, sort of surrealist filmmaker of, Being John Malkovich.
Malkovich adaptation, which was really great, too.
Mm-hmm. So the premise of this movie is a man who falls in love with his computer's operating system.
That's right.
Very high concept, as they say in Hollywood.
Yes, very high concept. So, Scarlett Johansson, it's one of these movies that's set just a touch in the future. You know, it's just 10 minutes in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone is walking around with earpieces in where they're constantly saying, next email, and then some disembodied voice is saying, your mother has written to you and then reads you your email.
Next.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you go through. So that is the technology that people are using. And then a new operating system is introduced that they say can learn and can add, can learn from what you're asking it to do, can learn from the web and will adapt. And everyone is tailor-made to whatever person you are.
Oh.
And so Joaquin Phoenix answers a couple of very funny questions. And based on those questions, suddenly he has this operating system that's tailor-made for him, and it's voiced by Scarlett Johansson, and she calls herself Samantha, because she goes through, he says, what should I call you? And then she pauses a moment and says, Samantha. And he says, why that? She goes, I liked it. I searched through A to Z baby names just now and read the 900 pages, and that one stuck out at me, you know. So she can just pick up books. She knows everything instantly, even though she's basically a newborn.
Oh, this is extremely interesting concept to begin with. All right, so now it's becoming a bit clear to me how this actually plays out. So there's not some sort of visual.
No,
it's strictly auditory.
He's just
talking to, and of course his imagination can then make her into whoever he wants, basically. But it's just conversation that he has.
It's just conversation that he has with someone who is. Someone, this operating system that slowly is realizing that she is an operating system and that he's a human, and develops and changes what she wants and how it makes her feel about the world, and they fall in love, and you buy it. You completely buy it. This does not feel like, it does not feel ridiculous. It's not played for laughs. And you, as the audience, accept it, mainly because Joaquin Phoenix, Scarlett Johansson, Spike Jonze do such a great job of making it interesting to watch a man talk to just somebody else that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Is his character an extremely lonely person? I mean, what would drive a character to fall in love with their operating system?
Yeah, he's a guy who's looking around for love and has a date that doesn't work out right. He's got his he's going through a divorce. He has friends. He's not a completely, this isn't something where Spike Jonze is saying, you know, there are a bunch of like basement dwelling losers out there who are searching for anything they'll latch on. It isn't against technology. He isn't a completely hopeless person. Mm-hmm. He's a person just like you and me.
If we go through
a breakup, he's not out of the realm. He's just a guy who's going through a little bit of a sad period, but he's not completely without social tethers.
This is interesting because, you know, when predictably maybe, we were sort of, you know, what we know of the movie is just like screenshots we've seen of Joaquin Phoenix or something. And we've done the whole, oh, see, now he's got the mustache and he's got the tucked-in shirt. And this must be, and see, that's what they've done. And of course, no, it's really nice to know that played totally straight.
It's played totally straight and it's really touching, and it's very smart, and it's also intellectual, and I really, really liked it. I think people should see it in the theater.
And this is pretty significant for Joaquin Phoenix. I mean, is he back?
Oh, yeah.
You know, is he back?
He's completely back. Did you see The Master last year?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Last year, in The Master, the Paul Anderson film, he played a guy that was just dislikable, empty, complete and not that interesting, and yet even though that's what the character was, if you described what his character was, it was completely he was magnetic on the screen. You couldn't take your eyes off of him. He's just a fantastic actor. Weird guy. Fantastic actor.
This is good. I mean, I really thought a couple of years ago I was scared that his career was totally over. I thought he was going to be blackballed by Hollywood.
But I think there are a lot of great directors who want to work with them. And there's, gosh, what's her name? This producer right now who's got all the money, Larry Ellison's daughter. And she did Zero Dark Thirty, and she did Her, and she, you know, so she's and she just has money. And so if there's an actor, a director who wants to work with somebody, she's willing to, you know, she just lets the director have their vision. She's not worried about what the studio has to say, and she doesn't get second-guessed that way.
One last thing before we let you go is that we'd read that, as we were talking about, Scarlett Johansson voices the you know, the operating system. She is the other character in this movie, essentially, yeah. Besides Joaquin Phoenix. She was not the original voice. They shot the entire film, originally cast the operating system with Samantha Morton in
who,
the role.
Who I love.
Which
I
is
love
interesting
Samantha
that the operating system's name is Samantha.
Yeah.
And now, and then they went and got Scarlett Johansson to re-record everything. Joaquin Phoenix was acting to Samantha Morton.
Yes. And they did have to reshoot a couple things where they realized it did not work, where Scarlett Johansson's reworking of the character, his reactions weren't correct and they couldn't make it work. But it was an artistic decision by Spike Jonze. It didn't work. But I would love to actually, this would be like the greatest DVD extra of all time.
Wouldn't it?
Imagine, this is a film where they can replace an entire lead character and you can watch the same movie again with a different lead character, essentially.
Yeah,
because the voice is a complete lead character. Mm-hmm, I mean, yeah. it's incredible to think about it that way. I don't think Spike Jonze ever will, because it was an artistic decision. That's not the movie he wanted. Why would he just let it out as a DVD extra?
It's certainly not the first time it's happened in Hollywood. Have you ever watched any clips from Back to the Future with Eric Stoltz?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. And it really didn't
it's
work.
It's strange. Yeah. It doesn't work.
It did not work. Yeah. They had to redo it. It really is strange how bad it was.
It's weird to watch it.
Yeah, you kind of need Michael J. Fox in there, don't you? But I actually know. Her is playing everywhere. It's not just at one or two theaters.
Hey, she knows it. We don't have to
Google. I actually looked it up. And also, I want to put a big plug, a quick plug in for The Past, a new French-Iranian movie that's playing at the Uptown by the guy who made A Separation. It's a family drama about a woman trying to juggle a divorce and all her children, teenage children. It's a wonderful, moving, intense film about family relationships of the past. It's great.
And that is playing?
That's playing at the Uptown.
At the Uptown. Stephanie, thank you as always.
Good to be here.
Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio.